And welcome into the installment, the first ever, the debut, Hanging with Big Walt, right here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. The former Blue, Big Walt, Keith Tkachuk, and I've always said, in my next life, I want to be Big Walt, because he said to us one time on the radio, what day is today, Tuesday? He didn't know what day it was, and I said, that means you're living a good life. Walter, where are you at this moment?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm actually at the airport heading to Minneapolis to go watch some college hockey.
And people don't realize, since your retirement, you've been studying the game. I mean, you're always at a rink, aren't you? You're scouting a little bit for the Blues. Is that fair?
Yeah. I'm doing some free agency stuff. So I'm going to watch some college hockey, some amateur, watching some drafted players, and still watching some draft eligibles here. And fun. I've been down to the rink during the week when I can to watch the Blues, and then on the road on the weekend. So it's been good.
And an official title with it. You have business cards. This is the real deal. What's your title?
Director of Player Recruitment.
Direct. So anytime they get a great player, I'm giving you credit. If they get a bad player, we're blaming you.
No, of course. Yeah, of course. You give them a player, and they say he's terrible.
All right, we're going to talk on these segments. We're going to talk hockey, but we're also going to talk Big Walt and all things fun. And this week, hockey intersects with Halloween. It's always been a big holiday at the Tkachuk house. When did that start? Was that as a kid?
You know what? It was basically when the kids are growing up in St. Louis at our old house. It was on my daughter's birthday, so people would just always come over. We'd give out a lot of great stuff, and a lot of our friends would come over. And that would be their last stop. Next thing you know, it was an open house and a big party at the Tkachuk household, and it went till pretty late. And I didn't realize how many St. Louis people like to bring drinks of beer on their way trick-or-treating their kids.
You became famous for the full-size candy bar. It was legendary.
Yeah, that was it was really good. Chantal. She loved to give out candy. We got so many kids in our old neighborhood. It was so awesome. It was so cool. And, you know, they loved coming over, and all Matthew and Brady's friends and Karen's friends. So we had a blast with it. That's why St. Louis people are the best.
So it started because of Taryn's birthday. It wasn't just that Big Walt wanted some candy at the house.
Yeah, it was just, you know what, just happened. It just happened. And then when people figured out that we give away a lot of candy, you know, and a lot of great things, people just kept on walking over to our house. They would come pretty late, too. And, you know, I was laughing. It was great. When it was nice out, oh, my God, we got hundreds and hundreds of kids.
Hanging with Big Walt, presented by Marie Davila, Senior Living, Triad Bank, Greenville University, and our friends at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Let's get to it. Matthew Tkachuk may have scored the goal of the year, an overtime winner against Nashville, going between the legs. How many times has Dad watched that video?
I'm not going to lie. I watched it a bunch of times because I still can't believe he pulled that one off. I mean, I could never do that ever in my prime, and these kids nowadays, their skill level is so high end, it's ridiculous, and they can do stuff like that. I mean, I would have pulled a muscle, and one of my buddies, the former player Scott Mellenby, said he pulled a muscle just watching it. It was hilarious.
But Matthew got the big contract. He's settled in. It's hard to believe, but he's sort of not a seasoned vet, but I mean, he's really already established himself as a as an NHL regular.
Well, this is fourth year in the league, and, you know, it's league feel. You feel like it's getting younger and younger each year. These kids are so prepared now, more than they ever have, and it's a young man's league, and, you know, he wears the letter, and, you know, he wants to make an impact, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs over the course of the year, but he seems to be pretty happy, and obviously he was pretty giddy after last night's comeback win, which was more important than the actual goal.
How much time did you spend in Calgary when he, you know, he's just a kid starting out in the league? How much time were you up there sort of babysitting?
You know what? I really never really went up there. I would go up there probably once a year. I'm on a 4-game homestand because, you know how it is. You have multiple kids. You know, I had Brady doing this and then Taryn doing this. And plus, I was working for the Blues, so it was hard. So I tried to manage to get up here once a year because on a long homestand, or maybe catch him during the weekday somewhere in the U.S. on the road.
Did you retire the van? Big Walt used to hit the road with the van. Was it a conversion van?
Yeah, that van's been out of service for a while now. It was fun while it lasted when the kids were young, but I had to move on.
All right, so I have a nephew that plays hockey. He's in high school now, and he's obsessed with the fact that Robert Thomas may still live in your basement. And I said, I think it's true, but I'll double. Is that true? Is he still there?
Yes, he is. He's got the whole downstairs to himself. He's been great. Love having him. He's a great kid. He's a great player. And we want to do everything possible to make it comfortable for his, you know, first few years in the league. And you know, because it's very overwhelming for these young kids. He's only 20 years old, and I know what it's like being that young, you know, being that young and being on your own. It's tough. You know, it really is. And, you know, we wanted to make things comfortable. We know him and his family really well from the London days with Matthew. And, you know, he's just a pleasure to have around. And, you know, good kid, doesn't say much. We love watching hockey together when he's not playing. So he can stay as long as he wants.
How does that play out? I mean, when you contact him or his family when he first arrives, how do you make it happen?
Doug and I talked about it after, you know, drafting him and you know, when there's an opportunity to fall, not the following year, because he went back and played junior, I believe. It was the following year. I said, if he made our team, would you be willing to take him? I said, of course, absolutely. And, you know, and during the summer, Matthew and Grady trained up in Toronto, and the Thomas family found a place for them to rent right on this street. So it was a no-brainer. They're great people, great family. And like I said, I love the kid. I love the way he plays. And he's going to be the future of our team, and I want to make sure he's comfortable and has the easy living, and he can just focus on hockey.
What's his future? What's his upside? Give people that have been watching him and saying, "Well, I see the talent." Does he remind you of anybody?
You know what? He's just a good 200-foot, you know, highly skilled, great skater, centerman. You know, I know he's playing right wing, and, you know, he's got some details he's got to figure out, but he's got some high upside as a first-line player for sure. His offensive instincts are incredible.
Yeah, I know you're on the run here, getting ready to get on a plane, and these visits are going to be a lot of fun. We'll get fan involvement. Their questions for Big Walt. I wanted to go back to the living with you because Backes was in the basement. Was he the first Blues player to do that?
You know what? We had, I don't know if he was the first. We had Stepniak, Backes, and Philip McRae, and I forget in which order how it went. So we've had kids, guys down there who were young. It was good for me, and it was good for the kids. They loved it. So, I love doing it. I know what it's like to be a young guy in this league, being by yourself and being away from home. It's tough. It really is. You want to make them feel as comfortable as possible.
Do they have chores? Do they clean up? Does Chantel yell at them? How does that work?
No, I do a lot of yelling. but I don't want them to do anything. I want them just to relax and concentrate on hockey. That's why we're doing it.
All right, we're going to come back, do some quick one-timers with Big Walt. It's Hanging with Big Walt right here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Here's the owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bonaire, Eddie Scholler, and Hall of Fame hockey legend Brett Hull.
Eddie, I was just telling some friends about Fast Eddie's Bonaire, and I just didn't have the words to describe it.
Well, Brett, I've had that same problems for years. The words I use are, you know, it's a lot of fun, it's huge, it's an adventure.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. This place is more than a bar. I mean, the coldest beer, the best live entertainment, everyone knows about the great food, but Fast Eddie's is far more than that.
I'll tell you what, it's kind of like, I don't know anybody that's been to heaven, but I'll bet you that's hard to describe too.
Well, I sure hope I get to heaven,
You're telling me.
Fast Eddie's experience is tough to describe, and all I know is it is fun.
Man, I tell you what, I've been here 35 years, and it explains itself. I don't know if it's as good as heaven, but it might be Kevin on Earth.
Well, I would write it down in your notes in your phone, because once you get home, the experience is going to be hard to remember. I've been all over the world, and there's only one Fast Eddie's Bonaire. So if you're 21, head over to Clark Bridge to Fast Eddie's Bonaire in Alton.
Since 1960, serving the families of St. Louis, Marie Davila Senior Living. At the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road, the beautiful fountain greets you for the 22-acre campus. Full range of senior living. Independent living at the Villa Estate. Skilled nursing, memory care, they have it all. Spacious dining room, salon, transportation around town, exercise and pool, private rooms, hands-on care. You're not a resident at Marie Davila, you are considered a guest. Fred and Mary Kay Weezahan and their sons live on site. It is family run and it has that family feel. You've heard Tony and I talk about how this was home for the legendary Red Shandings for many years. He was also on the board and helped the original owners start Marie Davila back in 1960. MarieDavila.com, we suggest you go online and schedule a tour. Triad Bank, the neighborhood friendly bank located in Frontenac on Clayton Road. They're just west of Lindbergh. Real easy access off Highway 64, get to Lindbergh and you are there. Founded in 2005, wide range of commercial and personal banking services. And how about this? They actually have people behind the counter, people there ready to greet you, ready to help you. Business owners looking to expand Talk to the bank based in St. Louis. Those decisions are being made here. How frustrating is that? You're trying to get a loan for your business, and the decision is made in New York or Los Angeles, not with Triad Bank. You can find out more at triadbanking.com. Home equity lines of credit, 5-star rated bank, $360 million in assets. Check them out, triadbanking.com. Less than an hour from St. Louis, it's Greenville University. Founded in 1892, this liberal arts institution offers pre-med, offers online student involvement. Yeah, that's right. They'll get involved in local businesses, immersed in the community, a great little town of Greenville, Illinois, less than an hour from St. Louis if you're looking to get away for college, but maybe don't want to go too far. It's right up the road from St. Louis. Great professors, really a great experience. Kids involved in the athletics, but again, everybody is really immersed in what they're doing on the campus at all times. Greenville.edu for more information about this great institution.
And for those who don't know, I am now 2020. I'm looking forward to the calendar flipping because next year is going to be all about me in the year 2020. For those listening to this podcast that aren't aware, how did I get stuck with this derogatory label?
Well, the reason why I call you 2020 is because when you were playing JV senior year, the only time you would ever get into a game is when you're up by 20 points or when you're down by 20 points. That's the only way the coach would ever play you. So that's why I call you 2020.
And sadly, it was more like 30-30. But 2020 is a lot catchier of a nickname. One serious thought about the Blues, and then we'll get to a couple of quick thoughts. This team kind of battling through the cup hangover, I think it's fair to call it that. Do you think that's just almost impossible to script as a coach or an organization, like how to get through it with all the hoopla?
Well, I think we've done a pretty good job. I expected worse, considering that it was such a long, a short summer. I mean, a long summer celebrating. You know, so I mean, we didn't play our greatest the other night, but we found a way to beat Minnesota. So the team is still built to win. Obviously, losing Tarasenko is tough, but it's an opportunity for young guys. I thought Blaze looks really good. We have a great goaltender, and our defense is pretty solid.
All right, let's do it. Some quick thoughts with Big Walt. First goal, last goal, do you remember each one vividly? 538 total. Do you remember each, the first and the last? The funny thing is we asked Bernie Federko, and he said, I don't remember my last because at the time I didn't know it was my last.
Yeah, I remember the first. I'm the same way as Bernie. I have no idea what my last goal was. I have no clue. None whatsoever. But I remember my first. It was in Minnesota against the Minnesota North Stars.
And what was the move between the legs, you know, Kurt, a la Matthew?
Pulled in front of that rebound goal, boys.
Parked in front. No surprise there. All right, true or false, Chantel is the boss at the house.
True.
Favorite Red Sox player growing up?
Wow. Really young, Fred Lynn, Dwight Evans.
What an outfield. You had Dewey, you had Rice. You had Lynn.
Yeah, Jim Rice. I loved Tim Wakefield. It was awesome.
Where were you when Bucky Dent hit the home run?
Probably causing trouble in my neighborhood.
True or false, your mom right now is either on the docks, but definitely on the clock.
True.
Is she going to work forever?
She doesn't want to leave. She said it's too good. 72 years old.
How often have you heard the phrase mass holes when they talk about people from Boston?
Quite a bit.
Is it fair or unfair?
Pretty fair.
If you hadn't played hockey, what was the plan?
I probably would have been a fireman just like my dad. Boston fireman.
How about lowest round of golf?
I think I was 72 or 73. I remember. It was a while ago.
Percentage of time people call you Keith versus Walt?
10%.
Your kids call you Walt, true or false?
They call me a lot of bad things. False.
Taryn might be the best athlete in the family, true or false?
True.
And also, one day in Boston, we're just hanging out. You and me, we catch a flight. What are we doing? Give me a day in Boston.
Wow, we're probably going to hit Faneuil Hall for a couple cold ones, over the North End for a bite to eat. In a Red Sox game, and then mosey around town to see what we can get in trouble for.
Big Walt, safe travels. Looking forward to catching up. People love number 7, and instead of my questions each week, we'll get their questions, which I know everybody prefers. Talk to you soon.
All right, 2020. Have a good day. Thanks for having me.